For SiriusXM Satellite Radio, I'm Bill Bradley, and this is American Voices. In the next half an hour, you're going to hear stories that are funny, sad, informative, inspiring, and they come from all over the country. A woman decides to make a lighthouse her home.
Whenever you get upset and you want to go to a happy place, I tend to go to my lighthouse, and I think of the serenity and the peace and the fact that no cell phones are going to ring, no sirens are going off, other than the foghorn. And that really is just a terrific place to go, not only in life, but in my head.
That's coming up right now. I'm Bill Bradley. You're listening to American Voices only on SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Imagine living in a lighthouse, not working as a lighthouse keeper, but making a lighthouse your home. Well, Casey Jordan does just that. She and her husband bought the Goose Rocks Lighthouse in Maine. And now from May to October, they live in lighthouses. Casey joins us now to tell us what it's like to live in such a unique home and to tell us about the organization she started to preserve lighthouses. Welcome, Casey.
Great to be here, Bill.
So, why do you want to live in a lighthouse?
You know, we get asked that question a lot, as you can imagine. And, you know, I hate to just sidestep it, but many times I just kind of shrug and say you either get it or you don't, because we find that most people don't fall in the middle. They either think that it is the absolute coolest, most amazing thing on earth, and they would love to do it themselves, or they think it's the craziest thing on earth, and they have no idea why you'd want to be in the middle of the ocean. And we don't find as much middle ground. It's a passion of extremes. You either think it's crazy or it's cool.
So argue each side of that. Why is it cool?
I've got to tell you, if I took you out there, you would fall into one camp or the other. You have to get there in a boat. Weather conditions always prevail, ocean conditions. It's in the open water. It's 12 miles off the mid-coast of Maine from Rockland, Maine. And get to the lighthouse, and you have to literally tie the boat up to the lighthouse. There's no dock. And once you climb that ladder and get up to the lighthouse and climb all the way to the highest catwalk, about 60 feet above sea level, and see the beautiful Maine coastline, the Fox Island Thoroughfare, 360 degrees in every direction, some of the most beautiful American landscape, I think, on Earth, frankly, you have kind of an epiphany, or you're terrified and can't wait to get back to land.
It's 12 miles offshore, and you can see the land for 12 miles?
Well, you see all of the islands, and you can see parts of Acadia National Park on Ilaho. So what you're seeing, actually, is the rugged coastline of all of the main islands through mid-coast Maine, and it really is breathtaking.
So that's the cool side. Make the argument on the other side.
Well, I have been stuck out there in pea soup fog, which is truly pea soup. When you can't see your hand in front of your face, you know it's not safe to take the boat back to land. So there have been times when I've been up there for a week, unable to leave the lighthouse simply because it wasn't safe. The reality of that, you know, you kind of have these little Stephen King moments where you're just kind of thinking about cabin fever and what will you do if you never get off. But of course, it's always temporary. The fog always lifts. It makes you think a little bit like, I don't know, pioneers of 100 years ago, where you really have to think about planning ahead, your staples, your safety. Do you have everything that you need? And once you feel okay about that, the scariness lifts and it becomes cool again.
Well, so, you know, you can't just go down to the corner and get a
quart of milk.
I know. How do you have to plan? Tell me about how you do that.
Well, you just think ahead and you live very simply. The truth is that you always have a fair stock of dry goods, and, you know, you have your rice and your canned goods and that sort of thing. And today, of course, you can buy milk that keeps for weeks without refrigeration. And you mostly just live like a lightkeeper. But the more we plan for electricity usage, the more convinced we are that we really don't need it. If you simply resign yourself to living without all of the excessive modern conveniences to which we've become accustomed in our onshore houses, it's actually sort of exhilarating to live by oil lamp light and, you know, use salt water to cook with, everything that can be cooked in salt water and do dishes with. And it's a little bit like camping, except it's way more comfortable to be inside at night.
You know, when I think of lighthouses, I think of very narrow spiral staircases with only one room at the top.
I mean, think of this as kind of
Goose Rocks?
Well, Goose Rocks is a cast iron cylinder, if you would, with six levels, actually, and think of it as kind of a wedding cake, that it gets a little bit narrower as you go up. And each level, it starts at a little bit over 20 feet in diameter at the keep, which is the basement, which is the kitchen and bathroom. And that's where the lighthouse keeper would have kept all of his supplies and their cisterns down there. And as you go up the stairs, which are actually on the exterior perimeter of the lighthouse, it's not a narrow spiral stair going up the center. First floor is the living room, followed by two bedrooms with queen-size beds. Then there's a bunk room, followed by the beacon room. So as you go up, each room is kind of a new surprise. And when we have children who visit Goose Rocks, they absolutely love it. To them, it's kind of all the fun of a treehouse, except, of course, it's in the middle of the ocean.
So when you're out there, what do you do every day?
Honestly, Bill, I read books that I never find time to read when I'm busy working. And I dabble in watercolor. And mostly you return to those things that you wish you had more time to do. I spend hours just sitting in an Adirondack chair on the catwalk and literally just waving to the lobstermen, watching the lobstermen engage in their age-old fishing practice and seeing even the sailors go by. It really is, the scenery is just a movable feast. It's like watching an ever-changing painting. And if I get tired of it, I can just move my chair around to the other side of the lighthouse and I have a whole new picture.
So how would you describe the difference between living on the land and living on the rock? And by the way, what do you do in the rest of the year?
Well, let me answer your second part of your question first. I am a university professor at Western Connecticut State University, which is great because it means that I very often have long weekends, and of course I've got, 3 months at summer to really enjoy the lighthouse. In addition to that, I started this nonprofit called Beacon Preservation, which actually does own Goose Rocks, and from that, we've also bid on, through the National Historic Lighthouse Preservation Act, another lighthouse in Connecticut, which we have been granted, the Penfield Reef Light in Connecticut. So I split my time between Connecticut and Maine, and when in Connecticut, I'm working on the Penfield Light, and summers we run an educational program called the Green Light Academy, which is an educational program for inner-city high school students, and they learn all about the sustainable energy and actually help install solar and wind energy in these lighthouses.
Well, do boaters still rely on Goose Rocks?
They do indeed, and it's a bit of a myth that GPS has replaced, all other aids to navigation. And every active aid to navigation, every buoy out there, every lighthouse, every day marker is still used, especially by old school working waterfront fishermen and lobstermen. People rely on these things, and we all know that a GPS can fail, but an aid to navigation never does. If my lighthouse, if Goose Rocks becomes discrepant, or the light or foghorn are not functioning properly, within hours, I guarantee that the fishermen of the local islands would call the Coast Guard, and they have 24 hours to get out to that lighthouse. They have access all the time, as you can imagine, and fix that light. That's how important it is that these active aids to navigation continue.
So when you're in the winter and you're teaching, you ever dream about the lighthouse?
I do, actually, because there is a certain feeling that it evokes being out there. You almost just kind of feel the spirit of the former lighthouse keepers. You really do understand. And it has to do with the isolation and the serenity and being in the middle of the ocean where no one's going to come up behind you and there's no tourists and there's no parked cars or anything. You really just become so appreciative of history. And that follows me into my dreams because whenever you get upset and you want to go to a happy place, I tend to go to my lighthouse and I think of the serenity and the peace and the fact that no cell phones are going to ring, no television is blaring, no sirens are going off, other than the foghorn. And that really is just a terrific place to go, not only in life, but in my head, whenever the stress of land life kind of gets to me.
Mm. Being at one with nature. What do you think people miss that don't do that?
Bill, we could put DirecTV there, but we don't. And in fact, when we've talked to visitors about whether or not they'd like to have Wi-Fi and DirecTV, they have adamantly said, please don't put it in. We don't need it. We don't want it. We come here to get away from it. So if people are in a place in their lives where they can't go to a lighthouse for, I don't know, 24 to 48 hours and live without their television and their TV and just be at peace in a chair on a deck staring at the ocean, then they really need to assess what their life is all about.
That's beautiful.
But it's truly how I feel, and I swear, if you spent a day at a lighthouse, I think you would feel it too. We've never had anyone visit who didn't leave just glowing.
Casey, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Bill.
I've been speaking with Dr. Casey Jordan, who lives in Goose Rocks Lighthouse in Maine. For more information on Dr. Jordan and her lighthouse, visit her website at beaconpreservation.org.